Chicxulub is buried under 2 to 3 kilometres of limestone, and mostly offshore, which makes it difficult to study, Anderson went on, while Manson is really quite accessible. It's because it is buried that it is actually comparatively pristine. I asked them how much warning we would receive if a similar hunk of rock was coming toward us today. Oh, probably none, said Anderson breezily. It wouldn't be visible to the naked eye until it warmed up, and that wouldn't happen until it hit the atmosphere, which would be about 1 second before it hit the Earth. You're talking about something moving many tens of times faster than the fastest bullet. Unless it had been seen by someone with a telescope, and that's by no means a certainty, it would take us completely by surprise. How hard an impactor hits depends on a lot of variables. Angle of entry, velocity and trajectory, whether the collision is head-on or from the side, and the mass and density of the impacting object, among much else, none of which we can know so many millions of years after the fact. But what scientists can do, and Anderson and Witski have done, is measure the impact site and calculate the amount of energy released. From that, they can work out plausible scenarios of what it must have been like, or, more chillingly, would be like if it happened now. An asteroid or comet travelling at cosmic velocities would enter the Earth's atmosphere at such a speed that the air beneath it couldn't get out of the way, and would be compressed, as in a bicycle pump.